We start this news hour in Pakistan, where the Election Commission has disqualified former Prime Minister Imran Khan from running for office. The commission says Khan is guilty of unlawfully selling state gifts received from heads of state and foreign dignitaries. Khan's aide says they will challenge the ruling. Well, the case against the former leader was filed in August. Well, let's speak now to Kamal Haider, who's in Marjan in Swat Valley. And obviously this is a hugely significant development, Kamal.
Hugely significant given the fact that Imran Khan, the former Prime Minister of Pakistan, won a landslide victory in the by-elections just recently. He still commands tremendous support across the country. This particular case, of course, is seen as controversial given the fact that the legal fraternity, particularly the legal team for the former Prime Minister, had said that the charges are politically motivated. There is, of course, a caveat within the Pakistani rules, because all the gifts received by the head of state or senior ministers in Pakistan can be bought back. Initially, it was a rule that you had to pay 25% of the price. Imran had raised that to 50%. And of course, the opposition saying that there were irregularities. The legal team also saying that he cannot be disqualified by the Election Commission of Pakistan, which does not have the jurisdiction of a court. And therefore, his legal team, of course, is immediately going to go to the upper court, the Supreme Court or the Islamabad High Court, where they will challenge it, saying that the Election Commission does not have the mandate to disqualify anyone. That is the jurisdiction of the courts. And this, of course, is coming at a time of great political instability within Pakistan, because Imran Khan had threatened that his supporters will march on Islamabad, lay siege to the capital in order for his demands to be accepted. So a dramatic development indeed. And there is going to be a reaction. The reaction, of course, awaited. The party leaders, of course, will announce possibly protests across the country. And its supporters are also going to come out in large numbers to vent their anger. So, indeed, crucial developments. But that also coming from the Election Commission. And the argument being that this is a political vendetta. The ruling opposition alliance has been trying to implicate him in one case or another. There is, of course, the contempt of court case in which he was cleared. They had also slapped terrorism charges against him. He was cleared of that also. But there was an expectation that the election commissioner, who Imran Khan's party and Imran Khan, the former prime minister, says is playing along to the gallery of the opposition, that he's in cahoots with them. So indeed, huge developments as far as Pakistan is concerned. And this, of course, will have grave implications for Pakistan's political instability as well.
Thank you very much. That's Kamal Haider for us in Swat Valley.